Suicide is taboo to talk about. What can we do about it? Aaron Chidester from Unite for Life. Aaron, tell me some more about this.
You're absolutely right. It is a taboo subject. And it's interesting that it is, because it's such a serious topic, and it's a topic that's really affecting our community and several communities across the country. So you would think we would be talking about this more. So I think first we have to look at the reason why we're not talking about it. And I think the core of that is there's this fear that if we talk about it, we'll plant seeds in people's heads and we will actually create a problem and we'll actually encourage people or influence people towards suicide. And that's a genuine fear that we have in society. And so I think what we need to do is we need to look at research, and we need to look at what is true rather than an irrational fear. And research has shown that the more that we talk about suicide, the more likely people are to get help. Especially focusing on teen suicide prevention, we need to create atmospheres where young people feel comfortable talking about suicide. The reality is that hurting teenagers are already thinking about it. And because we've had so many suicides in our community, teenagers are talking about it amongst themselves. They're talking about suicide. They're asking why it happened to their friends. They're asking why somebody would think about it. You know, what do people think about it? Where would they turn? How would they do it? And so we've got all of our young people. They're talking about it amongst themselves, but they need guidance. It's almost like the blind leading the blind. So we need to create atmospheres where young people can connect with adults and talk about suicide in open, healthy ways, so that hurting teenagers know, hey, if I'm thinking about suicide, it's okay, but let me go find an adult and let me talk to him about it, because I know that this is a safe place to talk about it. And we need to create those safe places in our homes, around the family dinner table, that our children know, hey, if they're hurting, this is an open topic to talk about. We need to create those atmospheres in our schools, in our classrooms, in our churches, in our public forums. This needs to be a topic that is open and talked about. And when a young person feels safe talking about it, they'll open up, they'll talk about it, they'll be more likely to get help, and we'll see our suicide rates begin to decline in the community.
When teens are talking about suicide, are they thinking about just now, or are they thinking about what's suicide going to accomplish for them?
Yeah, teenagers tend to be impulsive thinkers. You know, they are usually thinking about the right now, you know, especially hurting teenagers. One of the things about depression is that it really affects your rational thought process. So, you know, I don't think that teenagers are doing a lot of planning for the future. I think teenagers are in the moment. And so when they're talking about suicide, they are in the moment of how they're feeling at that moment, what's been happening, what's their level of hope, what's their level of pain, and do they see a way out of it? And so they're really talking about the right now. Teenagers are very impulsive, and so sometimes they will do a suicide attempt as a very impulsive act. You know, they didn't plan it out. They may not even have been in a long stretch of depression. It may have just been one circumstance, and they impulsively move towards suicide. Most suicides, however, are premeditated. They are usually planned out, and they will usually be talked out, you know, formulated in their mind as they're planning it out. And so, again, in these environments where we're engaging in open conversation with teenagers, we can pick up on these plans and we can pick up on these thought processes. And it may not even be right out in the open. A teenager may use cryptic language, such as, you know, do you think people would miss me if I was gone? You know, who do you think would show up to my funeral? You know, that's okay. You know, you won't have to worry about me next week anyway. You know, that you might pick up on some cryptic language that they're using that would alert you to the fact that, hey, they're thinking about suicide and this is their way of talking about it. And we need to take that and grab that and not be afraid to ask the question, hey, are you thinking about suicide? I think that's a vital question that every one of us should practice. Stand in front of the mirror and practice saying it, because it'll be a life or death situation when you're standing in front of somebody and you've got to be able to ask that question, are you thinking about suicide?
Thank you, Aaron. This has been a production of KOOV.com.